Blog Talk Radio.
You hear me? Yo, you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Yeah, so I had to get a little man set up.
No, all good. I was just checking to see if I had to push it back.
No. All right. The first two?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Not to what I needed to do again? Oh yeah, just get you set up here. Oh shit, what I doing about it? Doing this. Alright.
Are you looking ready?
Yes, sir.
Right. I'm good. Drop that down. Alright. Check one, check two. Alright. Just get you in here. How's this one? Okay, perfect. Okay. And I'm good there. All right, ready to roll?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Restart. Okay, boom. Okay, same thing with this. Same thing with this. Okay. Okay, phones are up. Boom, boom, boom. Dave, I see you. Got calls in the Discord ready to roll. And people are going crazy. All right, cool. cool. All right. Check one. Just give me some audio.
Check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Cool.
All right. Cool.
Dave, just confirming restream is done. Just give me a ping, let me know restream is done.
This stat says that that stadium was 98% filled.
No way.
Oh,
there's no chance. Thanks, Dave. What? Thanks. All right, ready to roll?
Yeah. Sorry, that just threw me off.
No,
yeah,
all good. All good. Check one. Check two. Check one. Check two. Check one, check two, check one, check two, check one, check two, check one. All right, here we go. All right. Starting the stream up. And we are live and direct. Another episode of Knicks Post Game Live presented by Manscaped. CK, we figured it was going to be a bum night tonight, man. Knicks in New Orleans against a Brandon Ingram-less Pelicans team, a team that just played on Friday night. So you figured it would be a bum night, it would be an easy night, but it wasn't. This Pelicans team gave them everything that they could handle. Knicks needed 48 minutes to put this team away, but they would do so by the score 123-117. But the biggest story was that it was by the hands of RJ Broadway Barrett with a career high 35 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. The closer of the night, folks. RJ Barrett takes us home. Let's get it cracking. Knicks Post Game Live presented by Manscaped. CP the Franchise, CK2K in the building. 5-1 on the campaign. Salute to everybody in the chat. Hit that thumbs up button for your boys. I'm hyped, CK. I'm hyped, man. Because that's my guy. You know Broadway's my guy. I rocked the all-white jersey to the home opener.
Mm-hmm.
The Jamaican roots, the Queens roots.
Mm-hmm.
They were slandering this kid early in the season. All he wanted to do was focus on his defense. But tonight, from beginning to end, he was electric on the offensive side of the ball, man. Give me some thoughts in this game, bro.
CP, you know I'm right there with you. You know, we family, man, bro. So it's Halloween weekend. So that's here celebrating with the kids. I got my Halloween costume on watching this game. And then RJ decides to go off. And that costume was out the window because I had to go put on the City Edition RJ Barrett, Broadway Barrett joint because 35, 6 for 8. The kid that they were saying he can't shoot.
Yep.
He ain't got a shot. What? Off the dribble. What? Off the screen. What?
Everything.
He said, Kemba, close it out. You know, my shot not working right now. Julius, hit this air ball. He's like, you know what? Cool. I got y'all. And he closed the damn thing out. And like you said, going into this thing, I was sitting back. I was expecting this thing to be a blowout. Yeah. You know, I'm getting a little too comfortable with my 4-1 Knicks. Thinking that, you know, they're going to be gassed. No Brandon Ingram, Zion sitting on the bench, you know. I thought this was going to be done. But the shots to the Pelicans, they put in a fight. I don't know if it's a lot of us losing the game or if a lot of them, but they fought. You know, I got to give them credit when they fought. But, we could talk about everybody else as the show goes on. The flowers need to go to RJ Barrett because I know there's some of y'all that were staying real quiet in that chat. That had a lot to say about RJ start off this season. Right. Last two games, he was great. But I also got to give some love to Kemba Walker because he's been phenomenal. Yeah. I tweeted it. The man shooting those three balls like it's a free throw. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they're going up at a high percentage, going in at a high percentage, excuse me. But nonetheless, man, you know, and what should have been a bigger win, it still was a big win for RJ Barrett and the New York Knicks tonight. Very happy. Very happy. Yeah. And I was hyped up. I'm right there with you, man. I was on my phone. I was standing up, boy.
I was hyped tonight, man, because like I said, when he started the game off, he just came in so hot. I'm like, yo, RJ's got to go tonight. I just had a feeling that, like, if as long as they would feed him, as long as they went to him and ran his plays,
he was going to deliver for us. And he started the game off. He hit a nice jump off the bounce, hit a nice three off the bounce, hit a nice baseline mid-range off the bounce, found Mitch three times for assists.
Love
two it. Off the Gotham lob and a nice little wraparound. A couple times, you know, when Tibbs runs that pistol action for him, it's a similar play that Tibbs would run for Jimmy Butler, little side pick and roll to get RJ going downhill. That was his go-to play last year. You know, Knicks would open up with that play a lot of times to get RJ going, and Mitch a lot of times was his safety valve. And, you know, I talked a lot about that with Tommy D when we did our court vision with Mitch, and we were saying that, you know, when Mitch went down, it kind of hurt RJ from a playmaking standpoint because Mitch was kind of his safety valve. So he caught Mitch for three dimes in the first half alone. But overall, bro, the offensive arsenal was just on the money. I mean, he was finishing with the left, finishing with the right, finishing in contact. You know, shooting off the bounce, whether it was from the mid-range or the three. The kid's game was on the money. This was the sequence to me that won the game because the Pelicans kept clapping back, no doubt about it. The Pelicans kept in this game. They would not fight. But this was the winning sequence to me. 1 minute, 48 seconds left in the fourth. We're up by two. RJ bangs a three, and we're up by five. Then Devontae Graham comes back down. He gets the and one, cuts it back to two. RJ finds Taj on the wraparound pass. We're up by four. Taj lays it in. We're up by four. You have the grand miss. And then RJ comes back and claps another three. 8 points he accounted for in that final sequence in the fourth quarter. Also went to the line, knocked down a few. I think he missed a few as well, whatever the case may be. But just incredible. You know, everything that he worked on was on full display in this game, and he looked great from start to finish, bro. Absolutely.
Yeah, I want to see the stat on how many of those he hit on his boy, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, because, you know, they were Canadian teammates over the summer.
Yep.
So I don't know if that added to the mix, but saying, like, look, kid, like, I know that you finally get that starting spot over there, but remember who I am. I am Team Canada, and he went off in that game. It could be a combination of that. Could be a combination of Zion, could be a combination of all this John Morant conversation going on within that same draft class. So RJ, and that, I think that was the big thing, because like you mentioned, you know, getting the ball to him and playing through RJ Barrett, you could see that he had offense on his mind and still provided the defense today. But he had he made it a point to go out there and score in all the ways that you had just mentioned, from the paint, left hand, right hand, off the dribble fadeaway, you know, corner threes. Like, he was showing the full arsenal offense because it looked like he wanted to score tonight. I think that was key because, you know, we were having these collapses in these last few games, and he did not shy away from that moment, knowing that we needed buckets to close out.
Not
he gave us those buckets to close out and throughout the entire game. So,
give credit to Kemba, give credit to Julius for deferring to him in that late stretch. You know, Kemba feeding him, saying, yo, go to work, and RJ delivered for us, man. So give credit to the vets for going showing the confidence in the kid to go out there and close for us. 12 of 18 from the field. 6 of 8 from downtown, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Couldn't ask for a more perfect night for RJ Barrett. And then, as you said, Kemba, another solid night for Kemba, man. 19 points, 5 dimes, 4 steals for Kemba. Drew a couple charges, I think one charge in the end. He drew one on Josh Hart. 4-7 from downtown from Kemba, man. So Kemba continues his hot streak from beyond the arc, man. Great game for Kemba.
Yeah, like I said, making those three balls looking like free throws. I think that's 14 in the last three games, but another great shooting night, 4-for-7. It was a combined 40 points in the last two games, and I add another 19. Yeah. Looks like he's, like I said, he just looks like he's figuring out his spot in the offense. And Thibodeau, you could even see, is trusting him a lot more, given his minutes are gradually going up because he's riding with the hot hand, and Kemba Walker has been providing. And the three has been pretty, but I love the few buckets that he had inside. He had that one mid-range shot and the other one on the inside. Those are the things I loved from Kemba Walker before, because he's just so crafty and only being 6 foot. Like, he looks so tiny out there,
big.
But the way that he's able to score amongst the trees in a lot of those instances, I love that part. So you can see he's getting comfortable, especially coming off of an injury that, you know, when it's a knee injury, it's really tough.
Yeah.
But he's getting comfortable within the offense. And I'm glad you brought it, because the big point to me was how well the shot didn't go in towards the end, and how he was able to hand that thing off and let RJ Barrett take over, knowing that at the end. And that's huge. But four steals, two for Kemba. Don't sleep. Don't sleep on Kemba right now. He's buying in on the system just like everybody else on this team. People talk about his defense going into signing with the New York Knicks. 4 steals, very timely steals, if you ask me, if you look back at the tape. Don't sleep.
Yeah, Kemba's definitely in his groove right now. He's had a nice stretch, very, very nice stretch for Kemba. So, again, great game by him. And then, you know, the combination of Kemba, Fournier, and RJ, bro, they went 15-23 from downtown. 15-23. Knicks on a whole went 19-33 from downtown, 57%. So the hot three-point shooting continues. And then Kemba, RJ, and Fournier alone went 15-23. Fournier chipping in with 19, 5 of 8 from downtown, hit some big, big threes in the second half as well. And, you know, again, it just goes to show you the balance of this offense. On a night where Julius only has 10, still chipped in 6 boards, 4 dimes, you know, but on a night when he has a low scoring output, you can spread it around, whether it's Kemba, RJ now stepping in, Fournier stepping in. You know, some nights D-Rose will chip in and with double digits off the bench. Obi had – what did Obi do tonight? Well, Obi only had 1 point. Yeah, but some nights it was Taj, actually. Taj actually had 13 points. Burks, my guy, Burks chipped in with 10 tonight. So, you know, the balance of the offense was on display tonight, and they needed it, man, because this Pelicans team would not quit.
Yeah, that's just such a crazy – 15 of the 19 made threes from just those 3 guys. That's what you love to see, you know. And that has to – even though Julius Randle had another bad offensive night, that just has to add to that confidence that he is building and that trust that he's building with this team to understand that he's got guys around him that he can play through. If the night is not working or if the game is not working from that night, he has guys, and tonight was a perfect instance. And I respect. And again, you know, I know we're gonna kill him, and people are gonna be going back and forth. You gotta respect him for deferring when the shot wasn't going in. He had that one fadeaway; it was an air ball. And then from that moment, he knew, all right, let me get to the guy who was making the shots right now, which is RJ Barrett. It was a combination of him and Kemba Walker making sure RJ was fed, and he delivered. So, you know, yeah, it just that stat of 15-23 coming from those guys, and we made 19 total.
Big.
That's crazy. That's big.
That was huge, man. That was huge. You know, trust your help and trust the depth. And again, you know, you got to respect the balance of this team, man, because this is the dynamic that Fournier and Kemba brings to this team that we didn't have before. It just changes this offense completely. And again, we're still trying to hit our strides. Only 6 games into the season, but you're already seeing the impact that these guys are having on this team. You know, I forgot what the stat was, but already, you know, they have close to the output of pull-up jumpers that both Peyton and Bullock had over a whole season last year. I think they might have passed it.
It's passed already.
They passed it on tonight's
within
games.
6 games. Yeah.
Right. There you go. So, again, you see that. And, you know, when Han was on the show, you know, we talked about, you know, his question was, how would Kemba and Fournier impact RJ's output? And my response was that, you know, these guys aren't ball hogs. You know, this isn't like a LaVine situation or, you know, a real, real high usage player, a star, high usage star player that, you know, then you got to figure out, okay, is RJ just going to be sitting in the corner? These guys are going to facilitate as well. These guys are going to move the ball, move themselves. And so RJ is going to have ample opportunity to score the rock like he did tonight. You know, some nights he's going to have this. Other nights it's going to be Julius. Other nights it's going to be Kemba. It's going to be Rose. So we're going to be able to spread it around. And, you know, this is why I feel like this offense is on an upward tick, man. I love where they're going. Definitely love where they're going.
I love it. That's what I'm saying. Trust, bomb. Like, I love what we saw today, man. I know it was a rough one. We should have won more and blah, blah, blah. But regardless, to see the way the offense came together, the way that we were able to come out of that drought. It was another drought nonetheless in that 4-4, but we came out of it. You know, very, very pleased to see how we do it. 5-1, man.
5-1. Let's get it going. Let's get it going. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. CP and CK in the ones and twos. Throw an emoji in the chat right now, man. How you guys feeling? Knicks 5-1. RJ's big night. Throw an emoji in the chat, man. Let me know how you feeling. My guy J Cal is in the chat. J Cal was conflicted tonight, man. He had a big dinner to go to. J Cal, I don't know if you went to the dinner. I know it's 7 a.m. out in the Bay Area. Did you go to the dinner or did you sacrifice it for the Knicks game? I don't know. You let me know, J. Cal. If you're coming in on the Discord, we'll get you in there. Couple of the downsides. I mean, look, the Pelicans fought hard all night. You know, they were switching on from man to zone. No Ingram. They played the night before, and I thought they played tough. Valanciunas, you know, it's not too many bigs going to stop him. I really thought this guy was about on his way to being washed once he left the Raptors. He was battling injuries for a bit during that time, but this guy's resurrected his career, had another monster night, leads the league in rebounds, and was just eating Mitch's food all night. 27 points, 14 boards for Valanciunas, 10 of 15 from the field. Valanciunas was great. I thought we got eaten alive points in the paint. We got crushed 52 to like 37. Valanciunas accounted for a lot of that, but Kira Lewis was eating D-Rose's food all night. You know what I mean? Let's just keep it a buck out there. Kira Lewis is going off. So, we got to cut that down. Definitely got to cut down those forays into the paint.
Yeah, I got to give a shot to Herbert Jones because that dude, I don't remember him being an offensive guy. From the little bit I knew about him going into the draft, I did not know him to be an offensive guy. This guy is a highly defensive dude, and he went out there and he played a solid game in the absence of Brandon Ingram. You could tell why the New Orleans Pelicans love him so much. So, like you said, as much as we wanted to come in here and wash away this game, Valanciunas, Herbert Jones, and, yes, Kira Lewis, a guy that a lot of people were hoping the Knicks were going to draft a few years ago. They had a tremendous game. And, man, every time I look at Trey Murphy, you know what I mean? We're so close. But, it was a good effort. They definitely fought. And I got a lot of respect for that because that team, they got a lot of things going in the negative for them, you know, with Zion and all that news, not having Brandon Ingram, not having much of identity, all kinds of things like that, the David Griffin stuff, and they still fought. So I got to have respect for that, you know.
Zion looking bigger than a house, man.
Boy.
You need to slow down, man. Count me as one person who's out on the Zion pursuits. Forget all that hype, man. Forget all that hype. That is bad news, man.
He's 21, bro.
Yeah, nah, my man is looking. He's going the wrong way in the weight class, man. You know, no fat shaming here, but I'm just saying. You know, I'm not interested. Right. I'm not interested. Trey Murphy looked good, and that was one of the targets for the Knicks this year. Him and Duarte. Duarte's having a good season so far. Early for the Pacers, you could see why the Knicks were so high on both of those guys and interested in moving up to get them. So. We'll see what happens there, but overall, solid win. Let me salute some of the super chats that have come in so far. Super chats are coming in hot and heavy. Salute to Paul Collins. Says, send in another 50 because I know Chef JD going to have that grill cooking tonight. Much love to my KFTV family. 45 burgers to go. JD could not make it tonight. Obviously, if he could, he would be here, but he'll be here tomorrow for the weekly WeChat. So, JD and Ash got the night off. Shout out to Lloyd Barker Rock Jr. sends a super chat out in the West Coast. He says, let me open up my No Nations with $9 to rep the nine god on this big game tonight. Man. Five burgers down and 55 burgers to go. So Lloyd Barker Rock's going with that 60 piece. He's sticking with it. He sends another super chat. He says, this Knicks team has proven they can win without Randall putting up big numbers. I love the balance. Scoring from the bench and the starters. Hashtag bing bong. $20 super chat from 13. He says, RJ's the next number one option. His consistency, attitude, and play style is perfect to be our number one option. Have him bring that attitude in, and we won't need to fish for another superstar because we will have one right here. 50 burger. Shout out to 13. And, it was on one of these episodes. I think we were doing our player expectation episodes, and I think it was JD who brought up the fact that, you know, obviously the way this team is locked in salary-wise, it's really trade or bust in terms of how we're going to upgrade this team. Yes, obviously you could still go through the draft, but given the fact that this team is going to win substantial amount of games, you know, it's hard to really predict what a, you know, late teens, high 20s draft pick is going to do for your team. So, but his point was, you know, another step up for RJ Barrett in year three could count as, you know, an upgrade in talent and upgrade in a roster. And if he has more nights like this, then for sure, you know, who knows what will happen. But certainly if he's playing like this, man, going forward, that's a big lift for this team. Big lift.
Yeah, to me, and that's very true. All that's true. But to me, now I'm looking at, can we see RJ and Julius do it at the same time? Because I feel like in these last two drop-offs for Julius Randle, statistically, RJ rose, and he rose up to the occasion along with Kemba Walker. Is there going to be a situation where they both do it at the same time? Which I'm sure there will be, but I want to see it. You know, that's just another thing that you want to see coming up next. Because like you were saying, I remember JD bringing up that point too, because if RJ does make that leap in this third year that we're all expecting to do, then who's to say how much more we really truly need, you know, as far as like this trade market. Do we need that Dame? Do we need to sell the market for that Dame, that the Bradley Beals and those kind of guys? Maybe we just need another solid role player to come in, run with the mix, because RJ and Julius might be, who knows, you know, but we have to see how it's going to be. But what I want to see next is both of them doing it at the same time, because it feels like right now, as now, I'm not saying it's going to be, there's a lot of season left, but it seems like right now it has been a one or the other kind of situation, because when Julius is on, the touches go away from RJ, and when RJ went on, Julius had to defer. So we have to see if it's one of those things where they can do it at the same time, and I think they can. We got to see it.
True indeed. I want to shout out Harry Jordan, sent a $50 super chat. And Harry super chat says, Pelicans, you might win some, but you just lost one. In my Lauryn Hill voice. So shout out to Harry Jordan. We got 2,600 people in here. Let's get those likes up. Hit that thumbs up button for your boys. We gotta get past, way past 1,000 likes. Get up to 2,000 likes tonight for Nick Victor. You are 5-1 on the campaign. Let's get it going. All right, let's get to the phones, man, see what the people got to say tonight. Phone lines are up, 657-383-1509 is the number to call. Let's start off with Benji. Benji kicking us off once again. Benji, what's good, man?
What's up, gentlemen? Here I am again 2 days later. First call of the night. Everything is good. First off, just a couple things about tonight. Obviously, RJ Barrett, incredible game. It's amazing to see his pull-up three, because I just don't remember, especially early on in his career, his three, like when you would see him pull up for those shots, you'd be like, no, don't shoot that. And you might just see like a really wicked brick come off the rim. But now it's like almost like a really smooth shot. And I know he kind of was struggling percentage-wise entering the game from three. But, I mean, just by and large, his shot just looks so smooth. One of the things I think is super underrated about Evan Fournier, shout out to France, is his pump fake pull-up three is beautiful, man. The way that he does that, he sort of does a sidestep. I know, like, Bullock had it a little bit, but, like, Fournier has it where he's able to, like, get the separation off the pump fake. It's really, really beautiful, and he's got such great range. And he's really – I know he's not a great defender, but he works hard out there, and he gives you effort. So it's not like he's just, like, dogging it out there. Like, he's actually trying. He's just sort of not the defender. Sometimes it's just you either a good defender or you're not. And then also a turn back the clock night for Taj. Unbelievable effort from him. So inspiring to see him. Let's get the contractors going already to build that statue in front of the garden. That should already be happening. Let's get the contractors. Let's get the landscapers. Let's get that statue in the progress of being built during the season. Go. Another thing, I heard somebody talking about they're having dinner. It's Knicks season. There's no dinner. You scarf down your chicken parmesan. you scarf down your chicken parm hero at 7:25 p.m. and you get ready for the game. That's it. There's no dinners. There's no social events. There's no dinners. You sit down and you watch the game. And you crack open a can. Right. And that's it. And then just another piece. I'm going to make a little comparison. And then I'll let you guys get to the other calls, because I know you have so many, and then I'll continue listening. I'm going to compare RJ Barrett. From what I see from RJ Barrett, I'm going to compare his ascension to that of Hit-Boy, the producer. Hit-Boy, when he first came up, it was like, oh, okay, all right, he's showing some sick beats here. You know, he did the track for Unwatch the Throne. But now it's like, boom, Benny the Butcher, Burden of Proof, classic album. You know, King's Disease 1, King's Disease 2, this album that he just dropped with Big Sean is absolutely ridiculously good. I mean, this guy's on another level, and I think we're seeing that with RJ. He's really coming into his own. If he can be that player, that 21.8 rebound two-way wing that we see in him, I mean, the sky's the limit for this team. Yeah. I think you got to recheck your I don't know exactly what both of your guys win prediction was for this team, but I think you better go take a look back at it, because we might be, as long as we stay healthy, you might have to up that to, it might not be a 50 burger, it might be like a 60 burger. I mean, or a 60 sirloin, whatever you want to call it, because that's where we're headed, man. But let's keep the beat going. Amazing win, amazing show, guys. Much props. Remember, no dinners, no social events, no parties. It's Knicks season. Watch the game. Peace. Good night.
Peggy on the check-in. J-Cal, that was for you, J-Cal. Right. Hey, J. Cal said he had an exclusive sushi dinner going on. He was conflicted, but I seen him in the chat, so I don't know. He might just be dropping in. I see him in the chat. I don't know, J. Cal. You know, that's Benji laying down the law, man. Shout out Nick's Witted sends a super chat. He says, love to see RJ finishing around the basket so well. My biggest knock on him, he keeps that up. His average goes up this season easily. And that's a great point, Nick's Witted, because as much as I like to see him kitting off the bounce, CK, which is great. It's great to see. Don't get me wrong, because that was another piece of his game that, you know, he and Drew Hanlon were working on. Him finishing around a basket. The Bulls came in this game, he's finishing with the left, with the right, in quick contact.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's finishing very well, and that was a big plus because last season he was dreadful in the league. I think he was in like the 20th percentile in terms of accuracy around the rim. He was terrible. These past two games, he's been great. He's been great. Yeah.
And that does multiple things for you, man. And not only would it be nice to see him make those shots, that also gets him the free throws.
Yeah.
You know, we know we talk about how he gets the, you know, short end of the stick when it comes to referees calling those.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, if he keeps attacking and going to the paint and taking those shots, he's going to be getting those calls a lot more. He had six of them tonight. He was 5 for 6 from the free throw line tonight. And like you said, it's just like some flip in that Bulls game. Because I noticed that too. The Bulls game in this game, he's doing on both sides, right side, left side. I was listening to Stacey talking about he's only on the left, and then immediately the next play, he makes the layup on the right-hand side. So, yeah, I definitely agree with Nick's on that one. If, you know, if he is doing that more consistently, which I believe he will, that's going to be the key to him getting in that 20-21-point range.
Yeah, sure. I mean, with his size, you want to see it, man, because he has the size to get in there at will. And then on the flip side, you know, the chemistry that he has with Mitch, if he's able to finish better, then that becomes even more lethal because teams now have to decide, okay, you know, are we going to take this guy and try to, you know, protect the rim on his drives? Are we going to try to stop Mitch on the vertical spacing? Now you really have to figure out what you're going to do. Now it's really a pick your poison situation. So him finishing at the rim does a lot for this offense. Does a lot.
Yeah, opens up for Kemba and Julius and Evan Fournier as well, because then they're going to have to start respecting it the more he makes those. And those guys going to be open because we got space in them with this lineup now, you know? So, yeah, a lot of things open up if we see RJ starting to do this more consistently, which I feel very confident about.
No question. Welcome to this program, Moneymaker. Just subscribe. Hit that subscribe button, people. Hit that subscribe button. Hit the notification bell. We are at about 43,600. We're trying to get to 50 before the All-Star break. I think we have a good chance of getting to 50K before the All-Star break. So make sure you guys hitting that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell so you don't miss anything. And as usual, man, hit that thumbs up button. Always appreciated. Number one show for the fans by the fans. Macri comes in with his tweet. Knicks have the number one offense in the league right now. 6 games in. The best offensive rating in the league, ladies and gentlemen. Right above the Utah Jazz. So let's go. And could that
be
the
Bulls?
Who's losing to the Bulls? So could that be the Johnny Bryan effect? Could that be the Johnny Bryan effect? The effect that he had on the Jazz before he left and on the Knicks. Who knows? But we'll take it. You know, we'll take it, man. Number one offense in the league. Shout out to Tibbs. Wow. All right, let's hear from the Discord. Had a couple people waiting on the Discord. Mo Ballin, what's going on, Mo? Mo, going once. Mo hasn't been able to get in with us, man. Yeah, man. Mo, every time Mo comes through, he's not able to get in. All right, Mo, we're gonna disconnect you. Try to switchboard, Mo. If you're not calling from an international line, try to switchboard. 657-383-1509 will get you in. Fredo's up next. I know Fredo don't disappoint. Fredo, let's go.
Sure. Oh, guys, thanks for taking my call as always. 5-1, man. It feels good. Feels very good. To all the 50 Burger fans with 10% completed of that goal. We're on our way, and just to juice the fans a little bit more, if you think about it, the great game that RJ Barrett had, the kid's only 21 years old. He's about 5 years away from entering his prime. So if he just keeps up on the same trajectory, by the time he's 26, man, who knows the type of player he's going to be. It's going to be incredible. You know, I know a lot of fans are disappointed with Julius Randle, but I think that Julius is like – he's obviously the best player on this team. And there's no way that the ball is not going to go through him at the end of the game, unless this guy completely falls off a cliff. you know, you have to play through Drew at the end of the game. Doesn't mean he has to take the last shot. Doesn't mean he needs a ball hawk, but, you know, it's going to go through Julius.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I'm a little bit concerned about is IQ because, man, like going into the season, I was pushing for IQ to be the Knicks starting point guard. And, you know, it's only six games in, but I see him like kind of struggling. And I just hope that, you know, I mean, obviously has plenty of time, but I'm just hoping he gets it together. So let's go Knicks. Another great win, another nail biter. And I can't wait to play Toronto on Monday. It's going to be great. Have a good game. Good night, guys.
Shout out, Fredo. Shout out to Fredo. And speaking of Toronto people, make sure you guys are signing up for our Knicks versus Raptors giveaway. I'm going to announce the winner on tomorrow night's Knicks Weekly Recap Show. Two tickets. I'm giving you guys two tickets to the Knicks versus Raptors game at MSG. So if you have not signed up, you better go to KnicksFanTV.com and sign up between now and you got until about 10 p.m. You got about 24 hours to get that done
there.
All right, yeah. So make sure, man. Two tickets, absolutely free, no foot tricks. Just make sure you are vaxxed and whatnot and ready to go at Madison Square Garden. Shout out to Fredo. You know, Clyde, when Quickly came in and Breen had asked him about Quick and his struggles, you know, Clyde said the same thing about Quick that I had said about him in the preseason. And my observation was that it just seems like he's trying to figure out who he is right now because he's trying to work on his craft as a point guard. And at the same time, you know, can he still be that shooter? And Clyde said the same thing. Clyde said the same thing on the telecast that, you know, he's trying to figure himself out right now, you know, in what his role is on the team. And you can see it. You can see it, bro.
Yeah, and that's what he was saying. Like, you know, we talk about RJ Barrett with the defense. You know, his big thing was he wants to be, you know, his next step, he wants to be that combo guard. He wants to be reliable as a point guard as well as he is that scorer at, you know, at the two or at the, even at the one. And that's why I'm not concerned because you could see that he is trying to fine-tune those other things. I know everybody wants and they're expecting him to come off that crazy rookie season he had and just do that all over again, which I maybe at some point in the season he might just say F it and go that way.
Yeah.
But you can see right now he's just trying to find that even ground to where he can be reliable as a point guard, a starting point guard, a backup point guard, as well as the scoring touch. I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm not there yet when it comes to worrying. I know the minutes are going down. I know he has been very inconsistent so far. I don't know, man. The kid is a dude that puts a lot of work into his craft, puts a lot of work into the game.
Yeah.
Very dedicated. It's hard for me to worry about him at this early in the season. Yeah, he's slumping a little bit, but I think he's going to turn it around. But, yeah, he could definitely see he wants to fulfill that, you know, because Thibodeau's going to challenge him ultimately at the beginning. He wants him to be that point guard role. He thinks that that's something that he can do. So I think he's just trying to reach that challenge. He's going to go through some growing pains.
Yeah. For the people in the chat, how concerned are you about Emmanuel Quickly and his slow start? One being not concerned, five being very concerned. Scale of 1 to 5, how concerned are you about it, Emmanuel Quickly? For me, bro, yeah, I'm not so concerned, bro. I'm not so concerned. Like, you know, again, the kid is trying to improve his game. Last year, he played a lot of off ball to Rose and to Burks. This year, he's playing a lot more on ball. If you just watch the game, you can see it. And I think it's not only impacting his game. I think it's impacting my guy Burks' game. Because Burks is a guy that's used to having a ball, you know, like used to creating for himself. Now, he still chipped in with 10. He still chipped in with an efficient 10. But, you know, like I said, I think Quickly, he's just got to figure it out. You know, we have enough depth. We have enough talent. We have enough scoring output where, you know, he's not really going to be relied upon just yet. You know, between Rose and Burks and Obi and Taj, we'll be all right. You know what I'm saying? Until he figures it out. So no, I'm not worried about Quick.
Yep. Neither am I, man. He will figure it out.
Yeah. Quick will figure it out, man. Shout out to Trap Boy TV, sends a super chat. He says this will be RJ's team by the end of the season or by next season. He has that end of the game clutch instinct that Randall is missing. Solid. Let's get it. Let's get it going, man. Man, I was so happy to see them give him the ball in crunch time, bro. I was thrilled. I was thrilled, bro. I was thrilled. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you, bro. I was thrilled.
The scoring was great, but just like, because I, you know, maybe it's the PTSD, and we talk about that a lot on the show, but it was just the PTSD of maybe, you know, he's having such a good game, but then we were going to go back to what we normally do, just give it to Julius Randle, But he deferred, man. That's why I got to give him. We saw it just the last game where he just kept trying and trying and trying, and it wasn't working.
Yeah.
But he gave it to the hot hand, and that was the biggest thing, getting to see RJ Barrett go out there and cook. They kept giving him the ball. There was an instance, too, when at the top where they tried to double him. Taj Gibson took the ball, gave it right back to him, and it resulted in a shot from RJ, or the three that went from RJ. Yeah, man. Yeah, it was just nice to see them feeding him, and RJ was delivering on that. Yeah. It was just nice.
Well, 1,000%. And then, you know, and Fredo mentioned Julius, and he's concerned with Julius. I'm just concerned with wins and losses, bro. I'm going to be completely honest. I don't need Julius to drop a triple-double, a 25-point game every night. If his numbers go down and we win, I'm fine with it, because look at the balance that we have. Fournier, Kemba, RJ, playoff time is when we're looking at Julius. Playoff time. But right now, I'm just trying to get these Ws, stack them up, and get it going. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he was terrible per se tonight. You know, I don't think it was terrible, but you know, we'll just take one game at a time, man, and enjoy the balance, enjoy the depth of this roster, and I don't need Julius to lead the team in scoring every night. That's not my concern.
The only thing I add to that is, for 5-1, sometimes you don't need to overthink things. You know what I mean? And I feel like that's the thing. People are going to look for something. Julius Randle didn't do that tonight. Well, we won, and it worked, and he wasn't terrible. Yeah, don't overthink it.
Yeah.
5-1, 3-0 away. Let's look at Toronto. Like, we're doing the right thing.
Well, let's keep it pushing forward, man. Keep it pushing forward. Back on the Discord. Let's go to Australia. Bailey on the check in. Bailey, what's going on, man?
He's back.
Let's go. Oh, Bailey going once.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we spoke too soon, bro.
Come on, Bailey.
Oof.
Oh, no.
I don't think Bailey was ready, man. All right, Dave, we'll put Bailey back in the lounge, see if you can hear him. Sheem R on the Discord. Sheem R, go ahead and unmute yourself. Let's see if you're ready to go. Sheem R, what's going on? Oh, Sheem R is a no-go. Sheem R on the Discord. All right, we'll throw them back in the lounge. We'll switch over to the switchboard. Dan from New Jersey up next. Dan, how you feeling? Dan going once.
We can't go on three.
Come on. Can I hear it?
Yo, there he goes. All Let's right. get it going. Let's go. What's good, Dan?
Oh, my God. I told you CP, it's crack. I need one more than RJ games, man. No, seriously.
You want him to play right now. You want him to play tomorrow. You want it to be the game tomorrow, bro.
Seriously. I'm going to be serious for a bit. I don't know. There's just something. You see, this is the difference between RJ and Julius. I mean, I love Julius. I run through a wall for him. But Julius still has problems with the decision-making process, and that's why I don't like point Julius as much this season with all these ball handlers we got.
We don't need him to do that, man. We don't need him to do that.
I agree. We don't need that from Julius anymore. I like him playing the role of just deferring to RJ, because here's the thing about RJ. He has such a great feel for the game. That's like something you can't see in the box score. Like, at time after time, I see RJ making the right pass, RJ knowing when to cut, knowing when to take the shot, knowing when to slow down the tempo, knowing when to attack in a hurry. Like, he understands pace. He understands the game of basketball. He's so pure in that aspect. Like, he really understands how to dictate the tempo of the game. He kind of reminded me of Trae Young in that way. Like, not because he plays anything like him. He knows how to control the tempo of the game and make it his own. So I really, really like that, because on nights like tonight where he's got the shot going, that shows that he has all the potential in the world. He can literally take over a game at any time. And I would like to see him put in those situations, especially at the end the games a little bit more with him as the primary decision maker down the stretch.
Yeah.
I really liked him doing that last year. I like him doing that even more this year. So I just wanted to ask you guys two questions. Which nickname for RJ are we rolling with? Because, you know, I know CP, you like Broadway Barrett. Some people like Cloud9. Some people are coming up with a new one. They're calling him Rowan the Warden. I don't like that one. And
Rowan the Warden.
And my second question to you. My second question to you is, if RJ should have a breakout season where he's close to averaging 22 to 23 points a game, what role does Julius Randle have to take, in your opinion, in making sure that we're getting the most out of both players in that aspect? Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to hang up and listen. Yeah. See you guys.
Well, first of all, the nickname is Broadway, man. It is Broadway Barrett, all right? Ashley tried to coin Nine God. I threw that thing out the window a long time ago. She can have that. Broadway Barrett is the name, okay? He's going to be a Nick for the rest of his career. I'm putting that out there right now. I hope so. Because I just feel like he has a temperament. You know what I'm saying? He has a temperament for New York. You know what I mean? He doesn't get rattled. He's not rattled. He's very mature. For his age at 21, he's very locked in on his game. He's working day and night. You know what I'm saying? He's in there with Tibbs late night shooting. He's working on his game, bro. He wants to be great. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be that guy. Like, New York has always had those guys where this is why A-Rod struggled when he came here in the beginning, because he brought that, like, Hollywood prima donna stuff. You're like, nah, we're not with that. You know what I'm saying? This is Jeter's team. We're about the blue-collar work. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about, bro. Eli, Phil Simms, like, we were never about, like, the glitz and glamour superstar. We were always about the lunch pail guys that came to work every day and wanted to be great. And this is why I like RJ for New York and naming Broadway Barrett, like Broadway Joe. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully one day he's carrying us down the Canyon of Heroes, but it's Broadway Barrett, bro.
I love it. And every night he's performing like this at the show. So, I love the levels of Broadway Bear. I'm right there with you. I ain't going to lie. The Rowan Warden, I like
that. I like that. I like
that. That's going around the defense. And I think that, you know, that's good. Going to boost him up. But I'm with you. Broadway Bear is number one. Ashley, I love you, but I never been on the Nine Gods.
Yeah, I was never really with that Nine.
Well, I'm cool with that. But, the best part of what you just said was he's going to be a Nick for life. Hear to that. Hear to that.
100%. Julius's role, if RJ takes flight, is to still be Julius, man. Be Julius. Every team needs those two or three guys that's gonna lift this team up. You know what I'm saying? Every team has that. Every team has that. The Bucks had it. They had the Freak primary, Middleton secondary. You know what I'm saying? When Suns made it, Suns had Book. CP3 was switching in addition. They didn't have enough, but they had Book, they had CP3. You know, every team is going to have at least two or three guys playing at an all-star level if you want to be a serious contender, for sure. So I don't necessarily think Julius has to, you know, augment his game or defer. I think he can still be him.
Don't get used to these stats in these last two nights, people. Julius Randle is going to have those nights again where Julius Randle is looking like Julius Randle. Don't get used to these nights. Like I said, I just want to see them combined. Julius and RJ having the nights together. To your point right there with CP3 and Book, with Chris Middleton and Giannis. We saw those just in the playoffs last year. Like, I know Julius has had back-to-back, actually three bad games offensively, but don't get used to these. He's going to be back. It's six games into the season, guys. It's six games into the season. They'll figure it out, man. Julius, like you said, Julius just got to continue to be Julius. Like I said, the difference between tonight and yesterday, he knew when to defer to the guy that was going off.
100%.
I think that's a step up.
100%.
I ain't worried.
All right. Time for a joke. So, number one, if you guys are new in the chat, type in hashtag new in the chat. We'll shout you guys out. I got to shout out this hashtag new because the person's name is CP's Manscaped Razor. With a Manscaped Razor as the logo. So I got to shout out that person for their creativity and the humor there, because they jumped in the chat as CP's Manscaped Razor. So salute to that person. Team hashtag new. Salute to our friends at Manscaped, man. Go to manscaped.com. Enter promo code KFTV for 20% off plus free shipping.
That's the song.
CP's Manscaped Razor, bro. Hilarious. Shout out to the quiz, team hashtag new to the quiz. How you feeling? Judge the world, how you feeling? Oh, man, you can't make it up. Shout out to Purple House Beach. What's going on? A Cycle Carousel. How you feeling? New York Punks. What's going on? Newer York. How you feeling? Charm Boy 72. Abel. You've been in here all the time, but I appreciate you anyway, man. Jonathan Farrow. How you feeling? CK, who you want to shout out in the chat, bro?
Well, I was just going to say we were talking about nicknames, and we have actually five different people throwing out Star J. How you feeling about
Star J? I like that. If he, well, once he makes the All-Star, you got to make an All-Star.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Once you make the first All-Star, Star J's cool, man.
Yeah. But a shout out to the hashtag news. You caught all the ones I saw. I'm kind of supposed to see the other ones. And then we're getting, some of these other ones, Big Tom Barry.
Yeah.
But I like Star J's
cool.
Star J's
cool.
And Rowan Warden, I'm going to keep that one in the back.
I like that.
For now, I like Broadway Barrett. But, yeah, shout out to all the news. I'm trying to see the new ones. Here we go. I see you. Fighty, that is a name, but shout out to you. Hashtag new. I was going to try it, but I am not.
Shout out to Strive, man.
Strive,
2,800 in here on the check, and let's get those likes up. We got up to 1,000 likes. Let's get up to 2,000 likes. Let's shatter the YouTube algorithm. Let them know this is the number one show for the fans, by the fans. Knicks Post Game Live presented by Manscaped. Let's get it going. All right, back to the phones we go. So Dave told me that Mo Ballin on the Discord is actually my guy Muhammad from Australia. So he jumped off the Discord and then he called in long distance. So we got to go to him right away. Muhammad, you up next. How you feeling, bro?
Hey, guys. Great win. Win's a win. I'll take it. The Knicks played through. top five takeouts for me is, I think RJ is showing out why he's number three pick.
Mm-hmm.
He's got poise. I keep forgetting. He's like not even like 22. I thought he was 21.
Yeah.
I was that poised at 21. You know,
yeah.
He's playing a man's game, even though he's just so young. So I think, you know, when we're talking about franchise piece, we talk about Giannis for the Bucks. Just look at RJ's poise. And the only thing I can recommend to this young man, he already knows D. Rose. Go out, work out with Jimmy Butler. He's got that work ethic, RJ. And I think that is just going to take him further and further. Other couple of quick call-outs is I'm still a bit unsure about the fourth quarter line-ending closing lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Not trying to be a super-duper D-Rose fan, but I'm kind of...
I knew it.
We need D-Rose in there from a size.
I knew it.
Just that size issue, I don't get it because... I don't understand why we sort of let the foot off the gas in the last 5 minutes and then teams creep up and then kind of everyone's holding on to, you know, their hearts, figuring out what's going to happen. But look, I'll take the win anyway we come. And you know what?
I think
around Randall, come on. The guy's still the engine. He doesn't need to score 30 points now. We've got so much scorers. And one last thing. Can we call Evan now the French Prince, or is that – I don't know. Can we call Frank Thompson from now on?
Let's get rid of that name. That name has brought us no good fortune. Get rid of the French Prince. Bury it. You know, we wish the kid well. Wish the kid well. Don't slant on the kid, but bury the name. French Prince, no more. Get rid of that name. Somebody actually had a good one.
Thanks, guys.
Somebody had a good one for Fournier. And I don't know if you've seen this movie, CK, The Professional. Was Jean Reno. The Professional was a dope movie, man.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If you like action flicks, yo, the Professional was a classic 90s flick. Jean Reno, definitely check that out. It has to be on Netflix. It's basically anywhere. You can catch that anywhere. I got it on DVD, like old school classic. The Professional. If you've seen The Professional in the chat, say I seen it. That movie was cracked. The Professional. I like that. I like that. Jean Reno, he's a French actor. And Jean Reno, he was in a lot of movies, man. If you see him, you'll know. He was like...
He's
always like that supporting actor in like every movie, like Mission Impossible. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah. The Professional. He's a beast.
That's kind of cool.
So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your boys. 2,700 on the check-in. Let's get it going. Let me read some more super chats that have come in. Shout out to Muhammad checking in from Australia for sure. Donnie D says, Fell, stop nitpicking the guy who has an off night. Appreciate our depth. That's what it's there for. We hear Tib Tony. Donnie D sends a $100 super chat. Let's get it going. We didn't really nitpick. That was probably people in the chat. We didn't nitpick tonight.
Couldn't be for us.
Yeah, shout out Johnny D, though. CL Kenrick sends a super chat, says, oh, my God, another cardiac Knicks win. What y'all got to say about the hashtag 9God now, haters? 35 points, 12 of 18 from the field, 6 of 8 from downtown with a clutch assist to Taj. Yeah, that wraparound pass to Taj was on the money.
Yeah. The timing of it, too.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It was Roberto Luis Santana with the professional name. Shout out Roberto Luis. Yeah, that movie is crack. I like that movie, man. Oh, it was just one of those movies where, like, you throw it on in the cable, like, you just leave it on, let it rock.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. It's
right.
One of those,
man.
Yeah. I think I want to say he was in Ronin, too. Was John Reno and I feel like I think that's his name. He was in Ronin. I feel like.
No, you're right. Yeah, no, John Reno. Yes, he was.
He was in Ronin. Yeah, Ronin was right, was hard too, man. Ronin was hard. A lot of dope chase scenes, car scenes in that movie too.
That movie.
Oof. Joe Duggan looking for a link to the Discord. Let me throw that in there. It's also in the video description. Link to the Discord is also in the video description. Russell Whiskey Super Chats is Bing Pong Barrett is what I'm calling him. Because bing bong is when the Knicks win, and winning is what Barrett does. Let's go. Faustin says, man, the way we are hitting our threes, I can see one of our players playing in the three-point contest. Great team won tonight. Appreciate the super chat, Jimmy. All right, back to the phones we go. Who else we got in here? Oh, let's go. Let's go. Ray from the Bronx. Turn up. Let's go. Oh, Ray going once. Oh, Ray is not ready. Val from Jersey. I know Val's always ready. Val, what's going on?
How are you guys doing?
What's good, bro?
What up?
And his nickname is Badman Barrett. You get it?
You don't know. Yeah. Of course.
So,
you know what I mean?
I haven't forgot this. Before the season, I made a prediction and I got tomatoes. I said that point RJ is better than point Randall, and then I got a bunch of tomatoes because people are saying Randall has better handle RJ. And I said, no,
really?
If we allow RJ, no, I did because I can find the episode because I remember getting it. I was very tight, just like I made an item prediction the other day, and I got
tomatoes.
No,
I'm surprised
that's
you got
gonna
tomatoes
come around
for that thing. That's the part I'm confused on. Wow.
No, I got tomatoes for saying RJ should be more point RJ and we get less point Randall. Del Randall won most improved. I was reading the chat. But anyway, what I'm saying is after seeing RJ's potential, like we always knew with the new added jump shot, do you see, and I know why people are getting at Randall, because Randall truly cannot play off the ball. He has to have the ball in his hands. If he was able to catch and shoot, if he was able to get the ball post up in under three dribbles, nobody would have an issue comparing RJ and Randall's success. But if RJ continues this trend of him going crazy, and I've been noticing it, do you see the team dynamics swaying towards RJ and Randall kind of, let's just say Randall might be a little bit, you know, his minutes might get shortened, you know, less.
No.
His minutes not gonna get shortened. I just want to hear your thoughts about the team dynamic going towards RJ. That's it.
I still think Julius is going to get the lion's share of the looks. You know, I don't think this game sways the balance of the offense by any stretch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I still think Julius is still going to get his lion's share of touches. But RJ, you know, deserves to have his fair share of plays run for him. And, again, the pistol set is the one that Tibbs loves to run for him all the time. It gets him going downhill. Because he's a guy who doesn't have the greatest handles, right? So you don't see him starting that at the top of the key a lot. You see him coming off the elbow. They set the screen for him. He goes downhill, and then he either has Mitch or Taj rolling, and then he has his pick. Does he finish, or does he throw the lob over the top? Other times, he's going to be in the corners. Does he make a play? Does he hit a catch and shoot three? So they like to use him in different ways. I don't think it's going to change off of this night where you're just going to see a RJ dominant offense. I don't think it's going to be that way at all. But I still think he'll have his fair share to create. I still think he'll have his fair share of opportunities to create for himself.
Yeah, that's the one thing I just want to see. Let's get some more plays for him going, a few more. You know what I mean? So we can see him get heated up a little bit sooner. And that was the key. Between this and last game, you can see that they're going to him a lot sooner compared to the first few games of the season. Regardless if he was off or not, It looked like they went to him a little bit sooner against the Bulls tonight. So that's all I want. Just continue that process. I, like you said, I know he's not going to be doing this every night. Not yet.
Yeah, not yet.
I just want to see the plays go up from just a little bit more.
Yeah, 100%. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your boys. Dermot O'Sullivan in the chat says Alec Burks needs glasses. Yeah, I know Burks is my guy, but I still, you know, Burks, I'm here for the Burks slander too. You know what I'm saying? I'm an equal opportunist here. I don't respect. I respect it, man. Dominic Milford sends a $20 super chat. Says Rowan RJ Barrett went off. To be honest, though, we knew he was going to do this eventually. Feel like he's getting confidence on offense from his defense right now. Zion on the bench looking like he just had a 50 burger. Glad we picked third. Yeah. No, that's a fact, man. That's a fact, bro. My man Zion is blowing up, man. I don't know what's going on with him. Hopefully he gets back soon, man. Charlie, shout out to Charlie for the super chat. Says Bing Bong Barrett sounds great. Shout out to Charlie. My guy Shell, salute to Shells. He says Zion new nickname is Professor Clump.
I just saw that one.
Oh, man, Zion slant is over tonight. All right, to the Discord. Let's go to the Discord. Hasib is king. You're coming up next. Hasib is king. Let's see if the Discord is back cracking right now. Hasib, you up next. Hasib.
Hey, do you guys hear me?
Yep, loud and clear. How you feeling, bro?
I'm doing good, bro. Happy about the win tonight. You know, another cardiac moment. My blood pressure a little high
in
the last 5 minutes of the game, but, you know, glad RJ came through. Great win, great dub. So happy about one of the things I noticed in the broadcast, Mike Green was saying that even though RJ, his stats might not be that high yet compared to last season, just the mentality, just the body language, the way he's been playing, he seems to be a much better player. And that's the case. Each year goes by, he looks like a much better player, a much more motivated player, and just seems ready to take that next step, in my opinion. Another thing I wanted to point out was someone that's not getting enough love, I think, is Taj Gibson, man.
Yep.
I think he's just been getting really great minutes off the bench. This was someone last season that when we brought him back, a lot of people were complaining like, oh, why we bring Taj back? You know, this is like a Steve Mills move and all that. And I'm like, listen, we needed depth off the center position. And honestly, Taj is bringing his A game with Noel out. So that is just another thing to point out.
Yeah, big facts, and thanks for the call, man. Where are you calling in from, bro?
I'm calling in from Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Williamsport, Pennsylvania, the home of the Little League World Series. Let's go.
Yep, that's right.
I know the vibes. I know the vibes, no doubt. Shout out to Williamsport, everybody out in PA, man. Thanks for the call, bro.
Yep, no problem, guys.
Yeah, you know, The work ethic with RJ is just something that has stuck out to me from his rookie year. You could just see it. You see it in the quotes. You see it in who groomed him, whether it's his father, his mother, his Steve Nash, Coach K. I mean, this kid from coming up, he's always had a solid foundation behind him on top of the talent. You know what I mean? Again, he may not have all the physical, you know, tools, all of the athleticism that your average guy will have. But I think his work ethic is something that's going to take him to a higher level. You know what I'm saying? I think his work ethic is really going to take him there. And like I said, at the very least, his floor to be a solid defender and a solid three-point shooter, I think that's going to continue throughout his career. Now we'll just see how everything else catches up.
And that's the journey that I'm excited for. Man, because in 3 years we were gifted seeing this kid in an upward trajectory every single year. So, you know, I think that's just part of his journey. And he said it many times, you know, from when he first started, you know, he didn't have the jump shot. So high schools were, you know, the kids were guarding him differently. And, you know, he was supposed to be on this team and that team. But then he was on the varsity team at a young age coming from Canada, playing for Monteverde and stuff like that. That's just been his DNA from the jump. And that's why I'm so excited that he's with us, because I want to be on the right side of that, because at 21 years old, he's already making strides like this. I know he's not at that John Morant level in a lot of people's eyes, but the ceiling is just so high for him. And I feel like it just keeps getting higher and higher each and every year. And I'm excited to watch that growth and that journey especially in a Knicks uniform and somebody that we got, that we drafted this kid. He embraced them, embraced us. We embraced him. Like, I'm excited. I'm all aboard the RJ Barrett hype train, and I think that it's going to continue to go in the right way.
True story, man. And look, on the whole Taj thing, hey, listen, I've been telling you guys about Taj for 3 years now. 3 years.
You have been, bro.
That is a vet's vet. That is the vet that you need. He's just a quality veteran. He knows the game. He plays hard. He plays defense. He's from Brooklyn. What more do you want? This is a guy that's supposed to come in as a third-string center, and we still haven't seen Nerlens Noel. We still haven't seen him. And I'm wondering with Noel, like, when did his knee injury even occur? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, was it a media day? Was it a training camp? Was it before that? I don't understand how suddenly he has a bad injury. I don't know. Was it in practice or something? It's a little sketchy with the whole Noel situation. And they said
real
hush-hush. It's very hush-hush.
Really hush-hush about it. Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing, especially because they made it seem like it was just such a small little thing. And he's just because that was the initial scouting report. He's just taking time off.
They said he was close, like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, so, yeah, I don't know. They're keeping it a little too hush-hush. And, God forbid we get a report saying that he's out for the year with a torn ACL or something like that, and it ends up being bigger, and they're trying to hide it from us. I don't know, but I'm with you on that. It's trying to get a little worrisome because I thought he'd be back by now.
Yeah.
Six games
so,
in.
I mean, you know, thankful for Taj for coming in and being an adequate backup big guy that could still get you buckets because, again, he just knows where to be. He knows his spots. He's out there telling RJ where to be. You know what I'm saying? He's out there telling the younger players where they need to line up. He's setting good screens for them, and he's getting open and making clutch plays in the end. So shout out to him. Shout out to Taj, man. Always being ready. Comes from a good family. Got to meet his parents over the summertime as well, his brother as well. So, you know, shout out to Taj, man. It's a pop's birthday today, too. All right, back to the phones. We go back to the Discord. Bailey C on the Discord. Bailey C on the check-in. What's going on? Bailey C going once.
Bailey. Hey, how's it going? Bing, bong, RJ Barrett.
Let's get it going, man. Let's get it going. You are you from Australia as well, man?
No, I am not. I saw that earlier, but no, I'm actually from Brooklyn, New York, but I'm down in Atlanta for school.
Okay.
In Hofstra territory.
Ooh.
But don't worry. I've been rubbing it in everyone's face down here. They know it. They know the Knicks are for real now.
Let's get it going. They got to put some respect on our name. November 27th. Circle that date on the calendar. Are you going to the game?
Absolutely. Let's go. We'll be back for Thanksgiving, and we're going to go to that game. We're going to see Madison Square Garden going crazy.
Let's go.
So tonight, I mean, people have been saying it, but there's a different look in RJ's eyes. He's always had that determination, but this was something else. This was ice in his veins at the end of the game.
Facts.
I mean, people were talking about how, you know, he was playing well the whole game, but the difference between what has happened in the past few games with other teams coming back and tonight is that RJ decided to actually step up and be that guy at the end we've needed.
Yep.
I haven't seen that. I mean, we know that Julius kind of choked in some of the situations, and not saying that obviously, Julius is going to be putting up huge nights. He is an all-star player. He is an absolute star on this team. But in terms of what we need at the end of the game, I mean, in Chicago, the defense on DeRozan, and now tonight, I mean, he has that determination turned into a need to win at the end of the game. And that's something that I think this Knicks team really needs going forward.
Hit it on the head, man. Great points. Absolutely solid points as a five-star call. Where are you going to school, bro? If you say Georgia State, I'll make it a six-star call.
No. I'm down here at a small Emory University.
Okay.
Not GSU, but definitely down here and having to deal with some of those Trey Young fans.
Yeah.
Nonsense. Good for you, bro.
Hold it down, man. Hold it down in enemy territory, man.
Absolutely. Flying the bleeding the orange and blue.
Let's go.
All around the streets over here, making sure they know what's up. So,
make us proud, man.
Thanks for the opportunity, guys, and love the show. Keep it up.
Of course.
And, hopefully, we'll be on to some more wins in the future. So,
yeah, man.
I'll see you guys.
Call back anytime, bro. Salute, man. As Bailey C. He sounded kind of Australian. Then CK, he had a little like,
yeah,
he
missed
him, like,
it. Yeah, right.
I thought that was Bailey for a second.
I thought it was our Bailey for a second there too,
I thought so. He had a little accent to him, so I thought he was from Australia.
Right, we got another nickname, CP. How you feeling about Rated RJ?
I saw that. $5 super chat from Trap B. Ryan says Rated RJ.
Yeah.
I like that. Not bad.
I'm cool with that.
Not bad.
I'm put in the third spot.
Yeah, not bad. The Supreme 212 system at GSU. Stand up. Let's go. Yeah, I went to GSU, man. I used to dribble down in ATL, man. Make no mistake. I was down there. Emory's a good school, though. Yeah, yeah. Emory's a good school. Shout out to Bailey. Try to play it off. I was like, no. I'm at Emory. Emory's a good school.
You're right. Like,
my man tried to play it off like he was at community college. Like, yo, yeah, Emory's a good school, man.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. Emory's a good school. So shout out to him, man. Getting his learn on, no doubt.
Yeah.
All right. Back to the phones we go. Let's see who else wants to talk here. Phone lines are going up. Who are we going to go? Oh, let me hear from my guy. Park City, Dion, what's good?
Yo, CP, CK, what's the word, man?
Yeah,
what's going on, man?
Good, man. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. It's been a long time coming, man. I'm happy to see this right now. Like, you can't be... Man, I can't even get it out, man. I'm just hyped, man. It's been a struggle. Like, you know, we've been here from day one. Like, but I wanted to really talk about RJ. Like, you see it. Like, everybody always complain about RJ when he struggled. But one thing about RJ is he's not afraid to fail. You see him in the beginning of the season when he was trying his little hezzy, his little cross tween. He was struggling with it and then trying to get to the midi pull-up. But as the season goes on, you know, it starts to fall. Same thing last year with the three-point shooting. You know what I'm saying? He was struggling shooting it, but he don't care. He's gonna keep shooting. He work on in practice, you see he does it in the game. And a lot of players don't do that. You see him in videos, you see him doing things, but then they're afraid to try it in the game. And that's one thing about RJ, man. His intangibles is crazy. And that's all I wanted to touch on. Like, yo, we got a stud on our hands, man. RJ gonna be the truth, man.
Sure.
We talked about it before, like prime RJ gonna be 26 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. That's going to be a stat line.
Yeah.
But, man, that's it, man. That's all I wanted to talk about, man.
Park City, good points, man.
Oh,
good points. Not afraid to fail indeed, man. Good points, bro. No question, man. Oh, man, I was happy to see this kid go off tonight like that. Definitely. No question.
Hyped up.
No question. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Let's get those likes up right now. Where's everybody checking in from, man? Throw your cities in the chat. Type your cities in the chat right now. We went from Georgia. We went to Park City. We went to Australia. We went to the Bronx. We're all over the place tonight, man. Let's go. Throw your cities in the chat. Let us know where you're checking in from. 03 Stang GTSC, man. Throws a $20 super chat. RJ Buckets. Let's go. Let's get it going. Shout out to Boy checking in from Sydney, Australia. Australia's always in there heavy, man. We're supposed to be collaborating with some guys from Australia as well, man. I'm planning an international show with some international podcasters. I think we're going to do Brazil, Australia, UK, my guys from Germany. Shout out Knicks Nation Germany, Austria crew for sure. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's do that.
Worldwide.
Oh, yeah, we worldwide. We worldwide and heavy, man. All right,
yep.
Let's get to, let me hear from, where are we? Hold on. Oh, let me get to my guy representing the West Coast Knicks contingent, the number one Taj Gibson fan, the president of the Taj Gibson fan club, Sean from L.A. Sean, what's going on, brothers?
What's good, fellas? What's good? Hey, listen, if we're being completely honest,
yeah,
The Knicks should be six and oh. I'm happy. I can't contain my happiness. We're 5-1, but if we're being honest, we should be undefeated.
It's one game, man. You know, it is what it is, man. You know.
But let me say this.
Yeah.
I said this last year. You know how often I said this. I'm screaming, run the offense through RJ. I was screaming it last year. And the difference between RJ with the ball and Julius with the ball, you're not going to hit every shot. RJ doesn't turn the ball over. He doesn't turn the ball over.
Yeah.
That's all I ask for is having an efficient player run the offense through him, end of game. I'd rather take my chances with that than Julius because of the lack of turnovers. That's all I'm saying. And lastly, shout out to my man, Taj Gibson.
Whoa, let's go.
I got to give a shout out to him.
Let's go.
He played well tonight. Bing Bong, Todd Gibson, Star J Barrett.
Let's go.
I'm out.
All right.
And he bangs it on him. Yo, let me tell you something about my guy, Sean, man. And that's my guy, man. That's my friend. That's my mentor. That's my guy. You met him, CK, when we was out there. And,
he takes me a picture of RJ tonight.
Let me tell you something. Every game, I got to hear from Sean about Taj. I can't believe we're playing Taj. Where's Jericho Sims? Taj this, Taj that. I mean, this was a monumental moment. This was a monumental moment to hear him picking up Taj Gibson. Finally gives the man some credit. Finally.
Look at that, man. Well, look what winning does to us, man.
Yeah.
Look what winning does.
Look what winning does. Look what winning does. That's a fact, man. But shout out my guy, Sean, man, 100%. Shout out my guy, Sean. Good win. Point Julius had a couple turnovers out there. You know, like I said the last time, we don't need that.
We don't need it, man.
We don't need it. Just slow it down, man. Julius will figure it out, man. We're all right. We're all right. Hopefully you got a win against Toronto. Toronto's scrappy, man. No sleep. Don't sleep on Toronto. You know, that's the wing factory. Scotty Barnes had a phenomenal game last night. I think he dropped 21 points. Who did they play last night? I was watching him yesterday.
I was just looking at it. Yeah.
I forgot who they played last night. But Scotty Barnes, man, he's very impressive. You know, they got a lot of impressive wings over there. You know, they still got Van Vliet. Drogic playing for them.
It was Orlando.
That's right. They did beat them. Cole Anthony missed the buzzer beat. I saw that.
Yeah. You're definitely going to need our Advil close by for that Monday night.
Don't take them lightly. Don't take them lightly. Come to play. Come to play, man. And you know my guy there who I like, Gary Trent Jr. on that team. So, Toronto will not go quietly into the night. You know that. Well-coached team. Let's shout out Lex Frame checking in from Grenada. Let's go. Iller checking in from T-Dot. Iller hasn't called in a while, man.
I was going to say, that's the name I've not heard in a minute.
Yeah, I'm questioning whether Iller's really a Knicks fan or just a Canadian fan, because he really hasn't called in a while. Once we got rid of Iggy, if you notice, his behavior started changing. He switched up on us.
Got it.
Once we traded Iggy, Iller switched up on us completely, bro. Turned on us completely. Trapboy TV, Hempstead, what's good? 516 LI, stand up. We got BX in the building. Wheels 114. K Bonilla 2.0. White Plains, Joel, what's going on? David Footernick's in here, representing the West Coast contingent.
Big Dave.
AJ checking in from the PI. What's going on? Philippines, how you feeling? Building Roots, Harlem World, what's going on? We in a heavy, man. Pittsburgh representing. 0326. Shout out to Badass 662 checking in from Marks, Mississippi. That sounds like a place I'd never want to be at, but shout out to Marks, Mississippi. Sounds like a place on the map I'm never going.
Look past. Hey, appreciate it.
Let's just keep it a buck. Max Easton checking in from Australia. Shout out to you. Yeah, we just gonna keep it a buck tonight. But thanks for coming through, though. Let's go to T-Dot. Joe from T-Dot, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, man?
How you feeling, bro?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling great. And for one, I'm a real Knicks fan. If we trade an RJ tomorrow, I'll be trying to rationalize why we let him go. Or I might not be happy, but I got to take it because I'm a Knicks fan through and through. You understand me?
Let's go.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is RJ Barrett is a star. And we drafted him third overall. And, like, I've been to plenty of his games, like, in high school, middle school and things like that, and team camps I've been around him. The guy's just a dog. He's a dog. He's an alpha dog. Like, he's gonna really do it, man. You know what I mean? Because he has the intangibles. He has it all. Mm-hmm. He just has to work on his ball handling a little bit.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Where in T-Dot are you, bro?
Toronto, man.
Oh, you in Toronto proper?
I'm a real Toronto. I'm from Toronto, but I'm a New York Knicks fan. If we, like, we got rid of Iggy out, you know, I yeah. wanted him to stay because I seen him play at, like, Team Canada and all that kind of stuff, whatever. But if he got to go, he got to go. I'm a Knick. We got to move forward and get the best players out there to win this championship. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go. Yeah, man. Yeah. No right. doubt, man. Salute to you, man. Salute to T-Dot. You know, I got family in Oakville. Shout out to them, you know.
All right.
Yeah,
that's
man.
What's up?
Yeah.
And CK.
Yeah.
Yo. Hey, CK, we got something else in common, man. We're both Saints fans.
Oh, you with me? Oh, look at you. Okay.
Yeah, man.
Man. Oh, yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah. Best call tonight. 10 call. Yeah. 10 star. Let's go. Who
yeah,
that, man, baby? Okay.
Let's go.
Who that?
Appreciate the call.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Now we ain't talking about the Saints roster now, man. We're going to let you go, man. Have a good weekend, man.
The call though.
Oh, man, talking about, we got Mark Ingram back.
We did. All right. I understand. I know you don't want to talk about that right now. I get it. I know. It's a rough start. You got the Monday night game though, right?
I'm not watching. I'm watching the Knicks, man. We smoke it, man. Forget the Giants. Let me know when the draft is. I'm skipping that one. I'm watching the Knicks game. Knicks Raptors. All 48 minutes.
Oh, that's why I love it here, man.
I'll check the box score. And my fantasy implications, but yeah, I'm not interested. Right? We down bad, man. No, but I think you're supposed to be getting a couple guys back, so we'll see. Now I'll be tapped in, man. I can't leave my Giants by the wayside. You know, can't do that. So
all
right. Yeah, I'll be locked in. I'll be locked in for sure. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. My guy Lash in here. What's good, Lash? How you feeling, man? All right, a couple more calls before we wrap. Jay Boogie, if you're out there calling in, make sure you call in. Shout out Nick, sends a super chat. He says, RJ's nickname was the right nickname, Maple Mamba. I love the respect he showed by dropping it, but make no mistake, he is the Maple Mamba. Yeah, he said he didn't like that name.
Yeah, he wants to dead it because of out of respect to Kobe.
Yeah, I did like that name for him, though. I really
Me
did.
Too.
Yeah,
Me
I like that
mm-hmm.
name for him. Yeah. But yeah, he said he wasn't rocking with it, so you got to respect him. Yep. All right, to the Discord we go, Doug Bray. Everybody rocking these NFT icon emojis.
Man, right?
It makes you feel like, yeah, I'm missing out on something, man. I got to get in the game, man. Doug Bray, how you feeling? Doug Bray going once. All right, Doug Bray missed his opportunity, man. I don't know. Something with the Discord, man. It's just been kind of herky-jerky
Discord
today.
Squad.
Yeah, it's literally been like every other person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, see how it goes there. James from Jersey. James, what's going on?
Oh, I got on.
Yes, sir. Live and direct. Let's go.
What's going on, man? I feel like I just got my two bags and I'm getting on the subway. Bing, bong, I'm on.
Let's go.
Big shout out to you guys, man. You guys,
no
Knicks fan on film school, Alejandro, you guys rep Knicks the best, bro. For real,
Thanks.
For real.
Thank
and,
you.
And RJ name is Broadway Bully Barrett.
Mm-hmm.
RJ Bully Barrett.
Throw that middle name
Coming
in there.
Out,
I like that.
All right.
I felt like he played like he got a little bit of D-Wade, a little bit of Butler. But after tonight, I feel like he got a little bit of McGrady. But at the end of the day, he is him, though. He is RJ Bully Barrett.
Mm-hmm.
But I called up here for talked about Julius. I think he's trying to figure it out right now, and that's what the problems he's having right now. He's going to figure it out because he has pieces that can score, and then you got an upcoming star, RJ Bully Barrett. So he's trying to figure it out. But tonight he deferred to them. Doesn't have to score a ton of points for us. Doesn't have to do that. On certain nights. It's going to happen. We're going to need him on nights. We need him to score. But these last few nights, we didn't need him. And as far as IQ, I think he's trying to figure out his new role also because he used to come in the game and have to shoot it out because we were always down. Now he's coming in the game and either we're up or we're right there. So the game is changing for him also, but he's going to figure it out. But my only concern is we got the Bucks 3 times in 2 weeks. We got to figure it out. That's my wife telling him.
Yeah. Oh, hey, tell her, listen, it's a big Nick win. Tell her it's a big Nick win. You take out the garbage in a little bit, man. You're good, man. You're good. Keep talking. We're here.
All right.
yeah, we got the Bucks 3 times in 2 weeks. And I think that's going to be the real challenge.
All right. Yo, yeah, it's going to be a big one, man. I appreciate the call, James. It's going to be a big one against the champs, no doubt about it.
I'm ready for it, CP. I want it.
Let's go.
I want it.
Let's go.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling that good about my team. Maybe crazy, but I want it. I'm ready. I want to see it.
Yeah,
I want to see it. I love the challenges and how we've been accepting these challenges so far this season. So, I want it. I'm ready.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Let's go to Flint. Stan, how you feeling, Flint? How you feeling, bro?
Everybody throw that thumbs up for your boys.
Hit that like button. Throw that thumbs up.
My Knicks are 5-1.
Let's go.
My Knicks are 5-1.
Yes, sir.
They should be 6-0. But they're 5-1. And I'm feeling real good about that right now. Two things I just wanted to talk about. IQ should just stick to the point guard crap in practice. Let him play off the ball. That's where he needs to be. He needs to be running around.
He needs to catch
the ball. Do a little catch and shoot. You know what I'm saying? He just needs to play his role. We know he can shoot the rock. We know we hit that mid-range little floater. But for them to try to make him a point guard right now, let him learn that. But unless Kimba and D-Rose are in foul trouble, he does not need to do that.
Yeah.
Doesn't he do that at all? We in a good place right now. 5-1. 50 burger, you heard me?
Let's go.
That's what we need to do.
Let's get it going, man.
And everybody else stop worrying about Julius. We got weapons now, bro. We got weapons now.
Yes, sir.
He may not be all-star Julius, but we got weapons now. So don't worry about if he scored 10. Don't worry about if he scored 6. As long as my man is grabbing them boards and giving up 7 assists, what are you worried about?
Yeah.
I just want to say I love y'all, brother. CK, sorry I didn't highlight you, CP. You my boy.
Appreciate
y'all have a good
bro.
One, man. Just want to hear what y'all was to say.
Yes, sir. Hold your head, man. Hold your head.
Appreciate
it. Yeah, I'm with him on IQ, man. I'd like to see him just get back to just being a shooter for us, bro. Let D. Rose and Burks do most of the ball handling duties. And just finding IQ, man. Finding IQ for those threes. I just feel like as Clyde said on the telecast, Clyde said it himself. He's caught in the in-between trying to figure out his role, you know, as the shooter, as the point guard, as a playmaker. He's trying to figure it out. You know, we have time to allow him to do so because we have enough depth. But I'd also like to see them just let him just be him. Shoot that rock, man.
Yeah, he got to tell himself that too. Like he has to allow himself to just be him. I think he, you know, he's one of those guys that accepts those challenges, wants to prove people wrong. And I think he just needs to, like you said, just get back to his game and just be him. Mm-hmm. I co-sign both of that. I mean, I guess I'm still in a point where I want to see him grow and be what he thinks he can be. But at the same time, I would love to see him come off that bench and be that guy that we saw last year, that microwave that came on the bench, not only just with the points, but just his energy. His energy was always something that was just so it was so endearing. It got us so hyped up because that bench unit, the second squad, is always so much fun to watch. And it had IQ led the way with that. So, I'm with you guys. I'd love to see that too. But at the same time, you know, I'll give him a few more games to let him figure out this point guard role, because if we can get what we saw in the summer league in a few of those games, I think that'd be cool. You know, I really think that'd be a cool next step for him. But I get what you guys are saying. Like, is it as necessary? Maybe not. Maybe not yet. So I get you, because we would love to see that offense come off the bench. And it would be great for him.
A couple more calls before we wrap. Let's go a bit rapid fire here. Let's go Book from Queens. Then Ernesto, you on deck. Book, what's going on?
Yo, great, nice shout-outs to both you and CK guys. You guys have podcasts, so I know you've been through this. I was on a couple of podcasts when RJ was drafted. And if you said, we're cool with not getting Zion because we think this guy's going to be a good player, I don't know about y'all, but I got killed. And for that whole first year, getting killed. And the thing that bothered me was not the regular Knicks for Clicks thing. It was that it was so bad that they would go after a 19-year-old kid. And then last year, ignore the fact that he raised his free throw percentage, raised the three-point percentage. And the reason I believed in RJ all this time is because he's a cerebral, I don't want to say overthinker, but he's a thinker. And you can hear it when Tibbs talks about him. You can hear it when he talks about what he's going through. And even when Drew Hanlon talks about training, how they're training in layers and year one's going to be this and year two's going to be that. I am so glad that as Knicks fans, we get to see this happening right before our eyes. Because when it comes to guys like Jaylen Brown, people wait 4 or 5 years for him to turn into Jaylen Brown. Yeah. Our guy not even old enough to drink, and he got to be Tracy McGrady. Nah. And the last thing I'm going to say is in terms of should it be Julius, should it be RJ going forward, what I love about the way we're playing right now is we have a whatever your softest part of your defense is, that's what we're attacking. And you heard Kemba talk about it. He said, we don't care. I don't care if I'm the guy who gets 25 or it's RJ or Julius. We got a bunch of guys who could do it. Whatever y'all give us, as Tibbs said, we taken. And that's why our three-point percentage is so high. Yeah, we hot, yeah. But we also getting wide-open looks all day, every day. That's me. I'm out. Rapid fire. Pleasure to be here, as always.
Yes, sir. Great call, man. Great call, as usual. Shout-out to my guy, Book. All right, we're going to go Ernesto next. Lord Scientist on deck. Ernesto, what's going on?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
What's good, bro? How you feeling, man?
Good. I just want to talk about Randall real quick, quick fire. I just think last year, Randall being the point forward, that's what we needed last year. He did great at it. This year, we don't need it this year. We need him to be on the low block, getting the ball, using his size, and I think we'll be a better team if he just takes that role this year. RJ, so happy, a couple years ago, you know, we were dying for that number once, but so happy that we ended up with RJ. With IQ, I just think I agree with a lot of the callers. He just needs to come off the ball, not be the point guard, and just shoot the rock and get those three-pointers for us, man. And I think we're doing good, but we could be better, man. We could be blowing these games out, and but I know we'll get there. So thanks for taking my call, and go Knicks.
Appreciate it, man. Great call, Ernesto. All right, Lord Scientist up, and then CeeLo from Miami on deck. Let's go. Lord Scientist, what's going on, bro?
All right, salute. Salute CP, salute CK. All right, salute to the chat. Let's get this rapid fire going. Let's get them thumbs up. We know what this is. Let's get that algorithm done. All right, let me give you this rapid fire. Okay, first and foremost, the caller, I think two callers ago, just said the one main thing that I wanted to bang about RJ. He's cerebral. This young man is a thinker with his IQ, like his intelligence. He has a basketball IQ that's way advanced for his years. Mm-hmm. Tibbs elaborates on it, and everybody else elaborates on it. This is what makes him improve. This is that all-star caliber connection that comes that, you know, is very rare. It's hard to find, like a diamond in the rough. That's RJ. Now, listen, we ain't got to even continue on going on the stats and everything because it speaks for itself. This is what, next thing, CP, you didn't notice, right? Mm-hmm. I'm Bayesian yard man mix. I was a yard man for my father. That means I'm Bayesian for my mother.
Okay.
And I'm born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. I'm here in Fort Worth, Texas, and I'm holding down the Knicks in Fort Worth, Texas, with all these Dallas Cowboy fans, the Giants, and the Knicks. I hold it down right here for the nation. Now, my boy CK, I want you to remember this. You see the performance RJ gave you tonight? This is what comes to mind. Your start in line when you say, run the intro. That's RJ and what he did tonight. So every time you say run the intro, think about RJ and what he did tonight. That's what I got to say. Let's go, Knicks. Thumbs up for your boys. And, yo, Lord Scientist, and I'm out. Salute.
Let's get it. Respect, brethren. Let's go. Oh, man, my guy, Lord Scientist, checking in, representing. Let's go, man.
How's that?
All right, man. We're getting ready to wrap. We're going to go CeeLo from Miami next. Angel on Philly from Philly on deck. Rapid fire. Let's go, fellas. CeeLo, what's going on?
Yo, what up, you guys? Dog,
hey,
real quick. Yo, what's up? Hey, all I want to say, dog, is, dog, forget about the fact that we won this game. Forget the fact that we're first in the East. The biggest accomplishment of the night is the fact that RJ's taking the next step in his career, dog. he's got to smack up these G League teams, and it's going to build up his confidence to go after, you know, the Hawks and the Nets. He's doing what he's got to do. So I always knew from the beginning, though, you look in this kid's eyes, man, he's a killer, bro. I always said he wants to murder your family. He wants to eat your children, bro. He's an assassin, dog. So, yeah. And nobody count this kid out, man. He's a beast. So, yeah, all this RJ trade talk when we're losing, that's nonsense, dog. So, and the other thing I want to mention, bro, is Kemba, dog. We got to give Kemba some love, man. The guy shoots over 50% from the three-point line. Don't forget Kemba, man. He's got to be the biggest I know they ain't talking about it on ESPN or anywhere else, but he's got to be one of the biggest acquisitions in the offseason, bro. So the man's killing it. Talk what you want about his needs and his age. The man's doing his thing. So, yeah, conference finals, dog. Let's get it, man. Love you guys.
Let's go. Let's go. Yo, Kemba's been great, man. Kemba's been great. 4-6 from downtown tonight. I think he hit four or five against the Bulls, and then another four or five against Philly.
Five back-to-back, 10 for the two games, and then four tonight. Yeah, yeah. Man. Kemba's been on, man.
Kemba's been on, and that has been great. Like, like, how long has it been since we just wanted to see competence from the point guard position that you can rely on? You know what I'm saying? Like, man, bro, we've been down bad so bad from the point guard spot, man.
Just now we got two.
Now we got two.
Like, in what world could you have told me that my team is going to start with Kemba Walker and then Derrick Rose is going to be his backup? Like, what? Yeah.
We have two, man.
Yep.
Kemba's been great. So, again, you know, knock on wood, all stays healthy. This offense is going to be something, man. This offense is going to be something, no doubt about it. All right, Angel from Philly, what's good? What's good? Rapid fire, let's go.
Yo, 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 what's good, CPCK? TK2K, what's good, y'all? How y'all feeling?
Good, man. What's going on?
I'm good, man. I'm not gonna lie, bro. I'm getting spoiled with these W's, man. It's just great to see, man. And first things first, man. Hit that thumbs up for your boys. Hit that subscribe button. We need all that. You feel me?
Yep.
And listen, man. When it comes to the RJ slander, man. Like, first of all, like, it takes time to be a great player. Everybody has this, you know, notion that, you know, he needs to be the next Michael Jordan or Giannis. You know, it took time for those players to be great, man. Let this man develop and be great. At the end of the day, he's still, 21, 22 years old? What you think he's going to be in 5 years? So his ceiling is high. And CK, I agree with you. I just want to see RJ do this with Julius at the same time. Because if we can see this consistently, we're not going to need another superstar, man. And all them superstars want to take the easy way out. Y'all can take the easy way out. You want to know why? Because what we got right here, you know what I'm saying, there's nothing that's going to beat this team if we continue to develop the right way. You feel me? And let me tell you something. When I look on ESPN, everybody keep talking about Brooklyn and the Milwaukee and Lakers. Yes, they got great teams. But let me tell you something. They got to deal with us too. And everybody, y'all got to sit there and just be patient with this team, man, because I'm telling you, we're going to win 53 games. I'm saying it right here. There is no way this team is losing 30 games with the way we're playing right now. And I'm going out on a limb, but you know what? I'm going down swinging, man. And when it comes to Kemba, thank God that he came to New York, because you see, when we have an actual point guard who can shoot the ball, you're not going to be able to keep doubling Randle. And if RJ keeps doing his thing and Fournier, you're not going to be able to double nobody on this team, man. And Julius, last thing I'm going to say is this. You can impact the game with more than just scoring, man. And at the end of the day, keep developing the right way. And you know what? I'm telling you right now, we're getting out of the first round, man. I don't care what anyone says. And it's Knicks Nation, baby. Let's go. Throw some goats in the chat, man. Y'all have a good night. Peace.
Let's go. We got 1.5 likes in the chat. Let's get up to 2,000 likes. If you have not hit that like button, if you haven't hit that thumbs up button for your boys, go ahead and do so. Go ahead and do so. And let's get up to 2,000 likes for RJ Barrett, 35 points. Let's go. Let's get it going. All right, let's get to the closer for tonight, man. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Great show. But we got to close. Jay Boogie. We thought it was a bum night, but it was a big night for RJ. Jay Boogie, let's go.
Salute, salute, salute. Three capital S. Hey, yo. Yo, we need to print up them on salute to the chat shirts up, man. I'm going to start promoting that, man. We need some salute to the chat shirts printed up, man. Those things sound like they're bringing, man. It is a bum night, man. I ain't supposed to be on this phone right here tonight, but I'm on the phone because my boss, man, said, yo, call in. So when your boss tell you to do something, you got to go ahead and you act accordingly. So that's what I'm doing, playing my position and acting accordingly. I'm getting on this phone. So shout out to my GM, the great man, you know what I'm saying? The young Lloyd Banks, CP, you know what I'm saying? That's the conductor right there. And we all in the train car. Yeah. Shout out to my man CK2K, you know what I'm saying? That's his side man right there. On either side, he can go on the left or the right. And when he ain't there, he's there. So they both just linked up together. Shout out to the Wonder Woman. She could be anywhere. Shout out to the young Griselda. He can be anywhere. He's taking a weekend off. Halloween, you know what I'm saying? The Monster Man is in the building, you know what I mean? Guess who the Monster Man? Everybody should have had an RJ mask on. That's what it should have been. Instead of going in your chin, put your RJ mask on. Because I've been trying to chill and be cool and be easy, play the role and position of a new guy, new players is on the team, figure out how to play defense, you know what I'm saying? Do something different for the team. But nah, y'all don't want me to do that. Y'all want to throw me up under the bus like I ain't got no game. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to come here tonight and I'm going to shut down the whole gym. So I ain't got to play no defense tonight because ain't nobody a threat on this team. So I'm going to go ahead and shut everything down and drop 35 like it ain't nothing, you know what I'm saying? So you can remember me now, right? Remember me now. But I just choose to play defense, but don't get it twisted like I can't get these buckets. Don't get it twisted like I ain't been working on my game. Like I ain't working on my handle. Like I ain't got the mid. Like I can't get to the rack. Like I can't stop and pull up on the dime. Like I can't catch and shoot. All these things I don't work on and I got it in my repertoire, you know what I'm saying? I'm a reservoir dog when it comes to this, but I'm playing my role and playing my position. But y'all got to appreciate me wanting to play defense. But I still can shut down the people that think I ain't got no game. So I'm going to put all that to shame tonight, you know what I'm saying? Now everybody stay easy and stay patient and let us rock, you know what I'm saying? We 5-1. Guess what? We tied for the whole best league in the league, man. We tied for the best record in the league, man. When was the last time, can you say that? When everybody was 0-0, 0-0, no wins, no losses? Nah, we tied for the best record is in the league, man. Stand up, New York. I'm telling y'all to stand up all the way up, man. Get on your tippy toes. Do it. Use your vertical. Use your calf. Use your hamstring. Get to your midweight. You know what I'm saying? That's how you get your vertical. Stand up, New York. We rocking. We doing what we got to do, man. You got to appreciate and love what we got. We on the Toronto New Raptors. Tell them to get over here in the garden, man. Three capital S. Salute, salute. Y'all have a great weekend. And I'm going to rock them Giants, you know what I'm saying, come Monday night. I'm going to check them out against Kansas City, too, because I know the Chiefs, they're a real pro team, but Toronto going to be a bum night. I'm telling y'all that right now. God bless you all, man.
Let's go. Jay Boogie from North Carolina laying down the bars. Throw some fives in the chat for Jay Boogie. Hit that like button again for your boys. Let's go.
I had Angel on the line, too. Hit that
That's what that interfered.
I was like, who's that?
Somebody in the car. Jay Boogie sounded like he was in the house. Then he sounded like he was in the car. That was Angel. Right. So I had to hang that call up.
Great job, man. Great job by the